Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
And at 8:50, Dave Dickey joins us now for the pre-opening commodity market report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to higher on reports of good demand from packers for the animals and expectations that processors will try to push more hogs through the plants next week to fill orders for the Labor Day holiday. Terminals called steady to higher in a very light volume test. Peoria, 50 cents to a dollar higher today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 17th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,660. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.50 to $74.50, and the weighted average was $67.85, a gain of 45 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.12 to $58.50, the weighted average $54.45. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 7,697. The base price range was $65.50 to $74.25. The weighted average, $71.97, a gain of 78 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.50 to $58, and the weighted average was $54.55.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting agricultural outlook meetings on Saturday, August 19th at 10 a.m. at the West Lafayette Conference Center in West Lafayette, Indiana, and on Monday, August 21st at 5 p.m. at Logansport Implement in Logansport, Indiana. More details at 866-837-9027.
Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, you and I will be part of that meeting on August 19th at 10 a.m. at the West Lafayette Conference Center.
That's true. And August 19th, of course, is tomorrow. So we don't even have to give the date anymore, just tomorrow.
There you go.
And, of course, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, that's 9 a.m. Central Time for those coming in from Illinois or parts of northwest Indiana. So we'll be getting up there pretty early tomorrow morning to do the Outlook panels. I had a good time last night. Meeting we had last night, basketball coach Bruce Weber was there, and quite entertaining and quite a good speaker and a good guy overall. I think Illinois is fortunate to have him as the coach, and we hope he's here for a long time. Anyway, getting to the agricultural weather, we have rain in the Midwest right now. And, of course, rain makes grain, as they say. And although we're past the critical silking stage, pollination stage of corn, we're still in the pod-setting stage for beans in many areas. And this rain will help fill those pods out, and it'll probably still help fill the kernels of corn out a bit. So favorable growing conditions continuing across Iowa, much of the southern half to two-thirds of Iowa getting a good soaking rain, far northern Missouri sharing in that. Some showers and thunderstorms also occurring west of there in portions of Nebraska during the last 24 hours. So a good rain overall for many of the western growing areas. The only exception really out west is as you get farther south. There are parts of central into southern Missouri that are indeed very, very dry, and that remains a problem. So there will be a few places where dryness will result in yield reductions. And of course, we've talked before about the fact that there are some areas to the east where yield reductions have already occurred due to too much rain. But when you look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole, the weather in the past month has generally been quite favorable for crop development, and the rain now is just helping to add to that. Now, when we look at rainfall amounts, there are many locations in southern Iowa picking up over an inch, and most of southern Iowa, when all is said and done, will get minimum a quarter of an inch, and the majority minimum a half an inch of rain. So this is a good soaking rain there. We've also had a cluster of showers and thunderstorms develop in central Illinois and Some areas continue to get rain. It looks like from just east of Lincoln through around Clinton and north and east of Decatur through Monticello and southern Piatt County into southern Champaign and northern Douglas counties. Those areas have already picked up a good soaker and more on the way, over an inch of rain in some of those spots. We're going to have showers and thunderstorms in the Midwest Corn Belt, at least across much of it today, tonight, into tomorrow, and then the rain pushes south on Sunday. We turn dry in northern areas for Sunday and even into central areas, the northern two-thirds of the belt Sunday. All of the belt should be dry Monday. Tuesday, we start to have another front come in from the northwest. That'll trigger some scattered showers and thunderstorms, which then could push farther south into Wednesday. It's very muggy right now. It's going to turn extremely hot today for parts of far southern Illinois and much of central and southern Missouri on southward into the Delta. And the Delta has been dry of late as well. So that's an area that's going to be oppressively hot and humid today. And then we're going to start to see a slow decline in temperature. And it looks like as we go into the last week of August, we're going to probably have temperatures running slightly below average, but not significantly so, not enough to cause any harm to the crops or really slow down their development. In fact, the weather should remain favorable for crop development, and showers should become a little spottier. And once we get into September and October for the dry down period, that would be desired for the crops. Well, conditions remain favorable over much of the Midwest Corn Belt. It is dry in the Delta, not much rain on the way. The western portions of the southeastern growing areas remain dry. And out in the plains for the wheat, many areas remain dry as well. There's been some showers of late in the Dakotas. Some of those showers coming late, too, for the crops to really benefit. And in the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, there may be some showers moving into some areas over the next several days to help soil moisture. But overall, there's still a big problem with dryness out there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 4.47 up a quarter, last trade up a quarter. December 4.62 up one, last trade up one and a quarter. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 3.63 3/4 up a quarter, last trade up a half. December 3.84 up one, last trade up 3/4. March 4.01 up a half, last trade up one and a quarter. September corn opened at 2.19 unchanged, last trade unchanged. December 2.35 1/2 unchanged, last trade unchanged. March 2.49 3/4 unchanged, last trade up a quarter. July 2.67 1/2 down a half, last trade up a half. September beans open at 5.51 1/2 unchanged, last trade up a half. Noves 5.64 down a half, last trade down 3/4. January 5.77 down a quarter, last trade down 1 1/4. July 6.03 1/4 down a quarter, last trade up 1 1/2. September soybean meal open at 160.70 up 20, last trade up 40. September soybean oil open at 24.86 unchanged, last trade down 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we continue to be on the lookout for where these markets might begin to show that they are signaling bottoms. And I guess the question I have for you this morning is, are you of the opinion that perhaps, given all that we know, the wheat market must form its bottom before we see corn form its bottom this year?
I would have to agree with that, and to be honest with you, wheat is such an unknown right now. I mean, you know, we're talking about additional acres next year and everything else, so I'm just not sure where everything is going to settle out as far as getting the bottom in it. Is it a technical thing? Is it a fundamental thing? Or is it a fund-driven thing? And I guess that remains yet to be seen. We've got some problems in the foreign countries with wheat crops, et cetera, droughts here, droughts there. And, you know, it'll all settle out eventually. But to be honest with you, Dave, I think we've got another, maybe 20, 25 cents downside in wheat, probably another 10 to 15 cent downside in corn.
Do the basis need to narrow in that wheat market to signal that bottom?
I'll tell you what, we've got a problem going on here with classes of wheat. Obviously, you got KC wheat, which is hard wheat. Same thing, basically, with the Minneapolis market. And then you go to Chicago, which is a soft red winter wheat product. We're gut full of soft red winter wheat. That's a problem in the making for the Chicago market. And the KC market and the Minneapolis market are basically hinging on hard products. And, you know, until we figure out how we're going to get rid of the soft wheat, it's going to weigh a little bit on the hard red and some of the other, like white wheat, et cetera. So, I don't know, we've got a glut of about 23, 24 million bushels sitting in Toledo right now that needs a home.
On your calls for today.
I would have to say, basis rain-wise, weather looks pretty favorable right now. I think we'll open pretty flat for the day's over. I think we're going to trade lower.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.